Good morning, everyone. This is today's Dharma Espresso on Levels of Participation, Part 2. I'll continue to talk about the topic of the five levels when we participate in a temple, a church, or an organization as a volunteer. The first level that I previously talked about is zero, or fan, when we are just a supporter and never go there. We only send a contribution check and we praise them when we talk to someone, but we don't really step into the place. Level one is when we enter an organization and we spend time to do odd jobs, help sweep the floor, take out the trash, help out in the kitchen, in the garden, or dust the Buddha altar, etc. That is the nobody level. No one pays attention to us. Even if they know our name, they will soon forget. This level is called nobody because we don't need to be well known, but our interest increases more and more. The interest that we want to be close to a place and a group of people also increases greatly. The interest to cultivate is not yet as strong as the interest to belong to a group. We want to feel that we belong to our group. So, when we are in this nobody group, we are very happy because we are a member of this group. If we wear a uniform, we feel very proud and delighted because, although we are nobody, we are part of the group and the organization. This is a very healthy state. Gradually, we'll come to do whatever we're asked, have more time and more interest to connect with the group on a higher level. But does that mean we understand more about the philosophy or the Dharma teachings? Not quite. But our interest is very high, and we are proud to be a member of that organization, temple, or church. Therefore, we become a committed nobody, a nameless but devoted member. In our compassionate service society, there are many members who are very devoted and dedicated. Then, after a period of time, suddenly we emerge above all others. Why is that? Suppose I ask you to come and help with the audio recording job. If you jump in and work, then after a while you enjoy it very much because you realize that you are able to do it well and do it better than others. You can devote a lot of time to it and do it wholeheartedly. Eventually, you become someone that everybody knows. Your name becomes a household name, meaning if we talk about audio, for instance, it's linked to your name. So, we become somebody. Someone more important, and I always remember your name, pamper you a little bit, and often mention your name in my talks. You really have become somebody. It's a very good thing because gradually your interest is focused on one specialized job instead of odd jobs like sweeping the house or taking out the trash. By now, you've clearly made a very concrete and specialized contribution better than anybody else. The Buddha said great things about this. He said there are five steps and five very important elements in anything we do. These five steps are interest, deep understanding, mindful retention, concentration, and clarity. First is having an interest. Second is having a deep and clear understanding. Third is retaining, always remembering something. Fourth is concentration, the settling of your mind so the true mind can emanate the light. Fifth is clarity, using this light in everything we do to give us clarity so we won't make mistakes. Thus, these five elements or five steps to develop the consciousness are very important when you participate in an association. If you participate in an association with the right guidance, you're practicing things that the Buddha taught. But you must follow the path the Buddha taught, which means to have an interest, then to develop deep understanding, to be mindful and retain, then have concentration and develop clarity. If you follow these steps, then you are cultivating Buddhism very deeply while engaging with the world and cleverly applying the Buddha's philosophy. It turns out that this analysis about five levels of participating in an association is exactly the steps for us to practice Buddhism. Therefore, you should never wonder why I don't read or recite the sutra word for word, but always teach you to do or learn this or that. If you look back, you'll see very clearly that what you have done has actually been following the Buddhist thinking. Then you will realize how profound Buddhism is. Coming back to the fan level, it's when your interest is activated, but not as strong as when you became nobody. That is when interest turns into action instead of just lying dormant. After working for a while, you choose something that you feel you can do best, and your contribution is deep. Then that is the stage of clear understanding. But if you're lazy or wait for the right job to come along, you'll never reach the stage of somebody. You have to try everything so you can eventually find something important you need to do and do it well and wholeheartedly. Thus, being committed is very important. Without the stage of committed nobody, you cannot become somebody. So this somebody stage is very special because this is the stage of clear and deep understanding. For example, in the beginning you say, "Yes, let me do the audio recording for you." Then, after a while, you learn more, read more, become more specialized. Then your knowledge about audio recording will include editing, posting online, as well as labeling and classifying so that everyone can listen. That entire process is called deep understanding, which you can do and others can't. You now hold an important position. You have become a specialist and an expert. This is a very important phase because by then you don't want to leave the organization or quit your work anymore. Not only do you love what you're doing, you also feel that everyone around you really appreciates you. You feel that your contribution is unique, very interesting, and that not everyone can do it. You begin to realize that your participation in the organization gets deeper every day, and you've become a pillar of the association. An association has many pillars, like a house has many columns, and you are one of them. You are no longer a grain of dust. Not only do you understand and work well in your job, but you also support the association more and more every day to make it better and steadier. Once you reach the nobody level, when you enter any other organization, you can quickly get out of the fan level and the nobody level to become somebody in another association right away. However, each association has a different culture, which includes activities, behaviors, shared values, and management. So you may be somebody in one organization, but only a fan or nobody in another organization. Therefore, when someone is already a somebody in an association, they don't want to quit it, but want to develop it more. However, further development for being somebody can cause some obstacles because you can become too much and too attached to your success. When you are nobody, no one pays much attention to you. But when you are somebody and people begin to notice you and praise you, you're afraid to lose your reputation and you only want it to be good. You're afraid of criticism and only want praise. Your ego pays more attention to your face and you don't want to hear negative comments or criticism about your work. Slowly, the interest of being a fan is transformed into the interest of a nobody wanting to protect their name. It is a problem that any association must face with people who are somebody because they never see their blind spots and they attach themselves to their self-image, their name, and too much to their ego. We forget that when our interest is in the self, it pushes us into the path of volunteering. If we continue to expand the self and dig deeper into it, we'll find that it is empty and not real. We need to have a culture to practice. Not all volunteer associations are the same. A volunteer association must have a method for its members to self-contemplate, to transform their consciousness, to sit down together as loving family members, to help each other transcend instead of looking at each other's faults. Without a renewal culture, and with only a culture of good and bad, right and wrong, gradually that volunteer organization will have conflicts about money, position, power, and name, leading to many problems with that somebody. If many people think that I am very talented, but they are not using me, this will raise an important argument about the culture that always focuses on the concept of talent, because it leads to disaster. Therefore, it's important to have a culture of cultivation practice. A culture that only focuses on ethics alone will not attract many members because they feel that they still have many sins. But a culture of constant self-improvement is easier in which to breathe. Therefore, it leads us to an important corollary that talented people may not think that they are talented, but will think more calmly when they can support others in any way they can. Those with good accomplishments will think that they are lucky, but others will also have an opportunity to accomplish as well. A culture that constantly renews and improves itself is the culture of the Compassionate Service Society. CSS expects and hopes that all of you will constantly improve yourselves. It doesn't want you to become somebody somebody. Therefore, when you become somebody, you will become a very interesting name, which is Nobody Somebody. It means that you become a somebody, but you don't pay attention to any merit or credit other than the interest of constantly serving. We have levels from fan, nobody, committed nobody, somebody, to nobody somebody. This evolution is very interesting. When we don't evolve like that, our ego will make us fall right away. The self forces us to find a way to show our beautiful face and hope that everyone will accept that beautiful face. Like the moon is beautiful on the front, but always dark on the back. How can we avoid it? Therefore, forgiveness, embracing, and continual improvement are the keys for us to rise up from somebody to nobody somebody. Time is running out. I hope you'll listen to the next part, but you can base on this part to ask yourself questions about which level are you in now. When you join CSS, we hope you'll quickly move from fan to nobody, from nobody to committed nobody, and from committed nobody, we hope you can find a task you really like to do and do it better than anybody else so that you can become a pillar of CSS, meaning somebody. That pillar looks at all the other pillars and becomes very humble, knowing that it has to constantly carry the load. Since it has to open its mind and constantly improve itself, that pillar will tell itself that I am nobody somebody. Thank you for listening. I wish you a peaceful, joyful, and awakening day.